Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Evan Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
Hey, Tribe. I'm so excited to have a fireside chat with Josh and Josh. That's confusing. Well, going forward, we're going to go Munns, who is the founder, and Denton, who is his right-hand guy. And it's such a cool story that I'm so excited to share with you all that we both own a window and door company. He has sold his window and door company, and we're going to learn about a foundational platform for careers in the trades called Ground Up Construct. I'm so excited to learn about it and be a place here at the Art of Construction, our global megaphone, to tell the story, to connect the hand shapes with technology, and it's all about the people. Let's lock and load and have some fun. Let's start by asking Josh Munns, the founder, the speed round. Lock and load, Tribe. Munns, what's your favorite beverage?
I like whiskey, but that's what I like to drink.
Me too. What's one that comes to mind here on this wonderful holiday season?
I had a couple glasses of Whistle Pig last night, but only the 10-year. We didn't go for the 12 or the 15.
All right. Keeping it in check right now, huh?
That's right.
Tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
Well, I lived in Hawaii for quite some time, so I really have a heart and a place there in Hawaii because I lived there for so long and actually spending Christmas this year there. So Hawaii is definitely one of my favorite destinations. The weather, the ocean, you know, surfing, it's one of the best places if you ask me to visit.
Awesome. Give us one story. I'm sure there's a lot of them from living there and this and that, but give us one story about being in Hawaii.
Well, when I was out there, you know, one of my favorite things to do is whale watch and go out in the boat and check out the humpback whales. And it's their breeding ground. So you're always seeing the moms and their calves and you know, the males are fighting. And we had a big male competition pod, they call it, with a bunch of whales fighting around and kind of, you know, fighting for the female. And in the mix of this, there was a baby and the mom was trying to protect her baby. So she literally put the baby on the nose of her and swam it right to the boat and used the boat as a shield. So the baby whale's literally right on the edge of the boat and we got to lean over and see it and be eye to eye with it right there. You know, you're not supposed to touch them. But you know, to have an animal that size, that close is just, it's incredible.
Awesome. Cool stuff. What's your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction arena? We like to call here the art of construction.
Well, you know, it depends on the time of the year. If it's summertime, we're out on the golf course. But if it's winter, you know, we're out doing a lot of hunting, chasing birds around. But my favorite by far would be hunting and being out in the wilderness and chasing birds and upland game is one of my favorite things to do by far.
Awesome. Well, we got to know a little bit about Josh Munns, and we're going to call him Munns because it's the Josh and Josh show today. So next, let's get to know a little bit about Denton. Denton, what's your favorite beverage?
Sugar-free Red Bull every day. Probably should not have them that often.
Tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
I've been blessed to be able to go to a lot of places, but Montana is one of the most amazing places I've ever been. It's like one of the last frontiers of the 48 contiguous states.
Give us one story from vacationing or spending time in Montana.
We were actually fishing all throughout Yellowstone and fly fishing. And, we watched what we thought was a wolf, but it ended up being the largest coyote we've ever seen. But this thing was so intrigued by us. There was only three of us out there and this thing came right to like the edge of the river and we watched it for probably 45 minutes. And yeah, I had so many countless like animal stories in Montana, being born and raised in Southern California. It's just, there's nothing like it. We don't have that. We have
a little different.
Yeah. It's just a little different.
Well, I know you guys are very involved in the people business, but it sounds like when you're not in the people business, you like to get out and smell the roses with the fresh outdoors. It sounds like, right?
100%. It's, I think it's the only place that really resets you and gets you ready to come back to the craziness that we all deal with, but we also love. So there's similarities between both.
So would it be the same hunting and outdoors for outside of Art of Construction?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Southern California, got to surf a lot, got to, you know, pelagic fish a lot, you know, yellowfin tuna, yellowtail, and then moved up to Reno 3 years ago. And Josh actually introduced me to upland game hunting and such, and that's kind of replaced some of the fishing and stuff I used to do. So absolutely. Anytime we can get the families out into the woods, I'm good.
Awesome. Well, we got to know a little bit about Denton and Munns, who I'm so excited to have this conversation today to kind of set the stage. It goes back to they owned, and we'll talk about that, a window company called Envision Glass. And day to day, I own a company called Mountain View Window and Door. And as they say, the riches are in the niches, and the influencers are going to take the time to be out and about in those influencer places. So we had the pleasure of meeting a few times at different manufacturers we represent, like Anderson Windows, where they have different dealer rallies or things together. And I was always so intrigued, as you know, I started this podcast 4.5 years ago before podcasting was cool. And Munns was up on the stage talking about how he's running his business. And it was the opposite of the traditional window dealer. And I was always intrigued about that when I got to meet Josh and happy hours where, you know, I challenge you, Tribe, to get out and connect face to face. That's where you really get to know these people. So I've had the pleasure of getting to know them in our day-to-day window and door business. Exciting times for them. When I want to say, tell us the story about running Envision Glass. And correct me if I'm wrong, you've now sold Envision Glass to focus on Ground Up Construct. Munns, tell us the story about that.
Yeah, so, you know, I've been in construction my entire life, grew up in the trades, helping, you know, frame and build houses. And then in 2009 here in Reno, we started up Envision Glass and really focused on the custom side of projects, really the custom side of windows and doors, really built our commercial department and really wanted to do more of the high-end custom and the commercial stuff rather than production housing. And there was a really good fit for that here in Reno. And so we kind of, you know, grew that business, but it requires people. And the people that we have been very, very fortunate to stick with us for the entire time. We have very long tenure in that company. The people who've worked with us have been there for a long time, and that's helped create that success. But coming out of that recession that we had in 2008, 2009 was a really good time for us to start. We opened a second location in Las Vegas and really focused on commercial down there. And coming into the industry at that time was an opportunity to grow, because there was a lot of people available, because we had lost, you know, so much business during 2007, 2008, and even 2009. We didn't really even start to recover until, you know, late 2010 or late 2011 to start seeing some good progress. So it was a really good time to start. But as you see with our economy and how things are going, we're really ramping up construction across the United States. And it's not necessarily all built on economy. It's also built on infrastructure. It's also built on repairing and fixing a lot of the things that we've built over the years. And so with this big shift in our economy and boom, people leaving the industry, it's getting harder and harder to attract that workforce and continue to grow. So we've kind of hit, in my opinion, the kind of a pillar of where we could really take the business based on how many people we could get and to scale that business. In 2018 or 2017, 2018, we turned away over $6.5 million worth of contracts that we couldn't take. Work that we had the opportunity to do, contracts on my desk, but I couldn't sign them because we didn't have the people to get it done. And so, you know, that fear of being able to continue to grow or even sustain what we have kind of led us into where we are with Ground Up Construct right now.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that, you know, I bought a company that had started in 2006. I bought that in 2012. So I'm right behind you when it comes to being in the trenches. And that's why I want you to tell the story, is that I really like bringing that you've lived the art of construction for many years, and now you're finding this biggest pain and fixing it. And that's what I want to talk about with Ground Up Construct. But from the very beginning, when I first met Munns was going around introducing everybody to Denton at these events. And that's a key thing that I want to bring up, is that, you know, Tribe, you're only as good as the people that have your back. And so Munns, as the leader, you know, interviewing, you know, showing off Denton and his team and talking about, you know, the tenure and the people of his company. So you've really lived that, owning a window and door company, specializing in that high end that is very labor intensive. And there's a lot of work that's done out in the field. And though that movement is continued to happening, it's not a robot and technology can't do it all, that people are saying that's going to replace, you know, the handshake and the muscle it to a point. So Denton, as a guy that looking back and reading your story, it was really cool to say, you know, you were the surfer skater dude that got into retail, and then you really found your niche of construction by retail, of kind of being that construction, building it out guy. And then you went to work for Munns. So give us your story about the journey of giving it, here to now then turning the page to ground up construct?
Yeah, no, it's it was so interesting, you know, to be in action sports. Got to be with startups, got to do some small brands, and then landed with Oakley for quite some time, and being on the forefront of retail, you know, you're thinking about how you're, you know, it's customer service, it's, you know, how are we pushing our product, how are we making ambassadors of brands. And then I got to go into the construction side and start actually developing new stores. And, you know, that was my real first exposure to construction. Yet my whole family's been in the trades and it's been automotive all my life. So I've always seen this, hey, there's people who have an absolute trade, they have an absolute talent, they have an art that they know, and I've been witness to that all my life, but definitely kind of went my own route. And then to come all the way around to construction through Oakley was huge. And then getting exposed to all the different trades that, you know, it took to build our stores, and to see the art of the schedule, the art of getting people to work together. You're getting all these different trades working together to create what is your final product. And yet none of them maybe knew each other before or anything like that. And so got exposed to that. And then my wife and I looked to move up to Reno. We wanted a change, and things kind of just aligned, and Josh brought me in, and that was exciting because it was not approached in the same way as I had seen the trades that I was, you know, the contract that I was signing to getting our stores built. The way that Josh and Envision approached things was so different. And it wasn't insanely different, but it was different in the approach and the fact that it was about Envision. It was about the people who made up Envision, not the product that they were pushing, not the storefront they were installing. It was about the entire partnership. And so then got introduced to an entire field who have a passion for, in our case, glazing, and are absolute professionals, absolute artisans, and really realize that spotlighting what these people have as careers is something that we have not been doing. I come from a generation that construction companies were not at career day. Wells Fargo was at career day. New York Life was at career day. We were not talking about construction as a viable opportunity. It was one of those things that if you weren't doing well in school, hey, we're going to kind of push you that way. Construction is where you can land and you'll probably make it. Yet, if you look at what our guys are doing, these are the professionals who are built. The room I'm in doesn't exist without 15, 16 trades just to get this room done. And that's something that we have to change that narrative. And so when we started talking about ground up, we realized not only was it a platform to support the business owners to be successful in construction, but it was also an opportunity to change a narrative about an industry that, no matter, I don't care how techy we get, exactly like you talked about, the robots, the automation, no matter how many things become server farms, every single one of them need a building. And every single one of them have artisans and professionals who are coming in and doing that work to make it possible for the places like Apple and the places like Google and Microsoft that we have here in Reno, and Switch servers, and all of them need that. So it was, you know, the journey from all the way from pushing sunglasses, board shorts and everything to now realizing and getting to focus on people, and that the narrative about construction just needs to be focused on and changed. And I think there's enough of us with voices that we can make that happen.
All right, Mun. So we've got to know a little bit about you and your fearless cohort, Denton, and hearing if the surfer dude to getting involved in this, and you're living the art of construction to, you sold Envision Glass. Tell us the story about that.
So like I said, my biggest fear really is my workforce. And I think for any business owner that has people in the field getting it done, it's a concern as we move forward. And my ability to scale and grow that business kind of created a fear, you know, in early 2017, and really made me think about, how am I going to attract new people to work for me? How am I going to continue to scale this? And how am I going to continue to be successful as my workforce is aging and I'm not attracting new people? And there's not a lot of training programs for glazing or window installers that are out there. And so, you know, we always train people within our company. We've always brought people in and taught them in a old fashioned way. They'd show up in the field, they would get hazed, they would get razzed, and they would stick around, and then they would finally learn. But we're not attracting that next generation. So getting those younger kids to come to work for us has been more and more difficult. And so that fear kind of pushed me to really think about our industry and how we can attract this, because we do provide really good careers. We pay for our employees' benefits. We pay for a 401k. We do a 3% match for our employees. You know, we're focused on succession planning. A lot of our guys who started in the field are now managers of the business, are sales reps in the business. And so we have this natural career that we've built, and we don't recognize it that way. And so that's where really where GroundUp came in. And my fear of what was going to happen kind of fostered GroundUp Construct. And as I really got into this mission, I really found a passion there for the industry, and kind of reignited a spark. You know, when you're in a business day to day running it, you kind of get a little lost and you lose that passion you had when you first started. And that's what I had lost. I was dealing with schedules and contractors and really was more, you know, kind of putting out fires and really living the passion of owning a business. And when I started to create GroundUp Construct and come up with what we're doing, the industry needed it, but I found more of a passion there. And I wouldn't say I lost the passion of the business, but I wasn't as focused on it. And so when I really made that decision to go full bore with GroundUp Construct, I didn't think it was fair to the employees, and I didn't think it was fair to the business to take my time away and not focus on that 100%. So the best decision for the company and for me was to pass that on to somebody who has that fire, who has that passion, to take that company to the next level and keep the employees who are there and keep their careers going and to continue to build that business, because I was so passionate about GroundUp Construct. And so we went through the process. It took us about 9 months from actually making the decision to finding a buyer and closing the deal. And we just closed the deal on October 29th. The new owner's in place. He's got that passion. He's got that fire, and he's excited to take that business to the next level. And we want to help him. And I'm still involved in helping him build that business, but it's the company needed that. And so now it's given me the ability to go focus on GroundUp Construct full time and really push that narrative that we want to promote, that construction is a great place to work. It's a great career. And there are companies who are changing the industry. It's not the industry that we know from 20 years ago. It's a completely different industry. And we need to educate the public about the careers that exist and the companies who offer.
Awesome. I appreciate you telling us that story. And Tribe, there's so many lessons there of the, when he talked about focus and passion, like he realized where his passion was. And I like how you said it wasn't fair to you and to the people. Like you're genuinely passionate about people and making sure that the passions align. So I assume majority of the Envision people stayed on with Envision, but Denton went from Envision and now you're part of GroundUp Construct as well. And you guys are both full-time with GroundUp Construct. Is that accurate?
Right now I'm actually working really closely with the new owner, onboarding, okay. Getting him introduced to everybody. We had the opportunity for Josh to go obviously full-time with GroundUp, and no, this was a good transition time. I mean, that, you know, it's so difficult for the handoff. I've actually been through a couple acquisitions. You know, some of the, you know, there's not tasks. It's really kind of just getting somebody the understandings, you know, the layout of what Reno does as far as the, how our work, how do we work with our contractors and those introductions. So no, I've been onboarding him. We're looking, he's here soon for me to be full-time at GroundUp though. That's definitely where my passion is. Something I feel lucky enough to have gotten to be partnered with Josh to have something that, you know, I've marketed and done stuff for a lot of different companies and I've done it for other people, but to be able to do it for something that was built out of both Josh and I, and I'm beyond excited about.
Awesome. I'd love for both of you guys to give me, what's the aha moment that, man, we did this right, or I wish through this changeover that we would have done that, which would have helped the transition of Munns being the owner to this new owner of a business for kind of succession planning, if you will. So Munns, let's start with you. What was that aha moment for the positive and for, boy, I wish I would have done that?
Well, I think things we could do, things we could have done better 100% were the transition, the conversations with the employees. You know, we did it at a company meeting and it wasn't as powerful as I wanted it to have been. You know, we were trying to mitigate the fear. There's always fear of change. And so, you know, it's really kind of making the employees feel comfortable that it's business as usual. You guys continue to go do your work. And they're just a new leader at the helm, right? And so I think we could have done a better job with that. But as we've transitioned and as we've grown, we've done better with that. And that's learning from what you've done, right? Learning from your mistakes. So in the beginning, it was a little bit rough. People were scared, but we're into this now almost a month and a half, or almost a month and a half now. And people have kind of settled down and understand that no, it's business as usual. And there's more passion and more drive there, and somebody who's going to take this company to the next level. And so it's that message. It's that constant communication with the employees and even with your customers. You know, a lot of my relationships, same with you, are, it's a relationship business. We have relationships with our contractors, and they're comfortable with how things are, and they get scared of change as well. So, you know, that's what I think we've done really well is introducing to our contractors, understanding that, hey, the team's in place, the business is where it is. You just have a new leader at the helm, and he's a good guy, and here he is. So I think that's what we've done really well is give the customers the sense that the same team that's been installing your windows and putting in your glass is still there. And you have a new leader at the helm who's really passionate and driven about the business. And that's all positive. And so it's really sharing those positive moments and reinforcing that security for the employees, but also for your customers.
Awesome. And hopefully this can be another great touch point, because you have to have multiple touch points and you learn by doing, and it's emotional and hard for everybody. And, you know, I'm a guy that loves change, but I've really learned to recognize most people are deathly afraid of change.
Yes, absolutely.
And so I have coached myself to coach others to say, messaging is so important when you say passions in the, you know, I am going to follow the passion of Ground Up Construct. I'm going to be here global, still feeding back to Envision Glass. It's will always have a space in your heart. When I go research Ground Up Construct, I see a lot of Envision Glass in that platform. Would that be accurate of kind of that messaging of the transition? And you have to be super clear on this stuff, and you have to over communicate those changes. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's really, really, like you said, people fear change, and, you know, but change is inevitable. You know, it's always going to happen, and it's how you handle it. And it's how you, you know, react to it as well, that will make either success or not. And that's, it's so key and so important to plan for these things and to continually be making it better and continue to have those conversations, because it takes a while for these things to set in, especially when you sell a company. You know, we've been in business for, you know, almost 10 years now. And so it's, you know, it's different. And so communicating that is key.
I appreciate you saying that. So Denton, same for you, the guy that has the super tough job of being in the trenches, of months going out and the new guy coming in. I commend you, man. And what's your aha moment, plus and minus, for us all to learn from as contractors and affiliates to grow their business? We're always changing, as much as we say we don't want to do that. Every job is a new change, so we all have to learn from that together.
Yeah, no, the biggest thing I learned and the biggest thing that I've gotten to work through with people, which I think it's shaped me now, is that it's not change, it's comfort. We get very comfortable. We like day in, day out, kind of the things that happen. And the biggest thing that I realized that I think I've seen in our entire group is that they actually have reacted well to change. I think that was a growing moment for them. It's been a growing moment for me, as well as out of discomfort comes opportunity to build your company.
All right. So the culmination of this whole conversation is all about the climax that we're all so excited to announce and have the Art of Construction be a platform to help get the message out about Ground Up Construct. And so, Munz, tell us about the moment when you decided, I am going to start this thing and tell the story, and then we're going to have Denton go through the details of what this thing and program's all about.
So as we're kind of building this and going through our recruiting strategy, you know, we were spending a lot of money recruiting, trying to get people into our business. We were putting effort into a lot of different, you know, LinkedIn, Indeed, Craigslist, you know, ZipRecruiter, you name it. We were posting ads. And spent, you know, close to $15,000 in 2017 and in 2018 as well, trying to attract people, and it just wasn't working. And I didn't see a platform out there that really was promoting what construction is. There's plenty of companies out there, NCCER has a Build Your Future platform that's, you know, promoting careers in construction. They're an education and training company, you know, and there's other associations and groups that are all across the country that talk about it. But on a national scale, I just didn't see, and I still don't see, that conversation being had with the parents, with the kids. And I really felt like we can make a difference and we can make a change to this next generation. You know, we have a next generation coming into the workforce that are different and actually have more information and more technology than anybody else ever had coming in. And they kind of have a fear of construction. I think it's been given a bad rap. And I think that between, you know, the recession and the narrative that if you don't go to college, you're not going to be successful. I mean, there's a lot of reasons out there as to why people have been pushed away from it. But I am so passionate and so much believe in what our tradespeople do that I really felt that this was a good move for us to do and to move forward about that narrative and to really go help people. And that's really what it's about. If you're in high school and you're graduating high school and you're not going to college, you don't have that path. Either one, maybe you can't afford it, or two, you just don't know what you want to do and you don't want to go spend the money, or three, it's just not your path that you want to take. You shouldn't be made to feel bad about it. You're not a failure because of it. There are other opportunities. If you go learn a skilled trade, and it doesn't matter if it's construction or anything else, there's over 30 million jobs in the United States that don't require a degree, but you shouldn't be made to feel like less of a person because you're not going to college. And I think that getting that message out, regardless of what industry it is, if you're learning a trade, if you're learning a skill, it's no different than going to college and learning a skill or a trade as well. So I believe that they're equal and that people have different paths. And I really want to help build that generation up and show people that there are other opportunities. Obviously, construction's our way because that's what we believe in the most. But it really is about that narrative and giving people other opportunities than that traditional four-year path. And I'm not saying college is wrong. I'm not saying you shouldn't go. It is not for everybody, though. And there are plenty of opportunities out there. And that's where I was, that's where my focus and my passion is driven, is that I really want to highlight how good of a career you can truly have, because I've provided those careers for people and I see how good of a career that they have. And I see it in companies across the country. And I really want to share that with the world and show them how good construction can really be.
So if I'm hearing you right, it's like your passion just kept building from trying to find your biggest pain and fix it, of saying construction is a great field and it's a great career. It's not a job, that it's a fallback position job. So it was this, you were trying in all these traditional ways and saying, you know, none of these are working for the art of construction in our speak. So you went out and started this ground up construct to fill that void. Very similar to when I started this podcast, was like, I really wanted a podcast that was in the trenches about helping all of us, the people that make contractors and affiliates, grow their business. And there's so many touch points that it's not just about the consultant and coach, about the standard sales and the this is how we've always done it approach. So it's totally rethinking that. Is that a safe analogy of kind of, so it wasn't really one thing. It was kind of beating your head against the wall, trying to fill the void and then saying, I'm going to fill it in a different way.
Absolutely. I think it fills a couple of voids. One, it helps contractors kind of have, you know, succession planning and kind of help their current employees move up within the ranks of their businesses and attract into the next talent pool and continue to build careers. You know, you have guys who've been in construction for a very long time in the field who can't continue to go frame houses or can't continue to go, you know, pull wire. You know, our bodies are only going to last for so long. And so we need that succession planning. So as our workforce continues to age, if we don't bring more people into the industry, we're not going to be able to have those people in the industry move up, you know, in that natural progression of a career. And so it was 100% focused on building people and building careers and really helping the industry. And that's where the passion continued to grow. And that's why we are where we are today, you know, a year and a half later.
Awesome. So Denton, let's get down to the brass tacks. I'm intrigued. I own a window and door company myself. I want to sign up. How does this work?
So it's, you know, going all the way back when we first started thinking about this thing, we went to the almost absolute traditional. We thought we were going to make buildings. We thought we were going to make schools. And what we ended up realizing is that there is absolute training going on every day of the week in this country in construction. Our guys are being trained in the field, and I don't care what trade it is, it's happening that way. And so we wanted to augment that. And so we've gone through, I don't know how many different times we have reshaped what Ground Up is, but where we ended up with Ground Up Construct is that it is an opportunity for you as a contractor to not only highlight the careers that you have currently listed or careers that you should be recruiting for all the time, is also the ability to actually promote your company and market your company about a company to work for. So often in construction, we have just talked about, oh, this guy's got a lot of jobs, this guy's got a lot of work, they've got a lot of contracts, that's where I'll go. The reality is culture of your company, culture of your business, benefits that you offer are just also important. So what we created is the ability for contractors to sign up three different levels. Those different levels support basically the size of your business and the size of recruiting needs that you have. With that, you're going to have the ability to list the different jobs, different careers that you have, and really go after them differently than some of the other platforms that you can get on there. Instead of being just a block of text all the way down, it really segments out the benefits that you're going to be getting. What segment of the business is this career for? Is it in commercial? Is it in residential? Talking about the actual tasks of the job, but what does the day look like? And then in addition to that, also about the company. And so as a contractor, you can proudly show what it is that your company does and what sets you apart. And so when you sign up, you choose your, you know, there's three different levels. It's Foundation, Cornerstone, and Keystone. Those are three different levels basically to support the size of business. It's four recruiting bots or slots, and then there's eight slots, and then up to 24. So it just depends on the size of your business. And with that, you're going to have your mini site on there that's going to highlight your benefits, highlight the culture of your business, maybe different projects your company's done, the leadership team, and make people start thinking about careers, not just like, hey, I've got a job available, let's go. It's, hey, where can I grow? Where can I succeed and move forward with the company? And so the employees are logging on, signing up for free. They're not being charged at all, because they're the most important thing. They're our priceless asset, I would say, in this industry right now. We obviously are all short on guys coming into the trades, and so we want to give them their platform. With, you know, they should not be paying for anything. But this is beyond just a recruiting site, and beyond just highlighting the jobs you have. It's about and really approaching the workforce that is your company in a different way, and highlighting those jobs, highlighting the opportunities, and then training that can be absolutely tailored to your company to take those people to the next level.
Awesome. So it's kind of like taking back in the day when I was going to the Monster, to the Indeed, to the Craigslist. That's kind of these general things that are trying to, it's truly a portal, if you will, that's for careers for tradespeople is really what you're building. And so if you're interested in this, a career in being in the trades, it's no charge. But if you're interested in recruiting those people, that this is a focus platform, there's a different tiered pricing structure based on the size of your company. Munz, what if I loved how Denton talked about culture and benefits and all this stuff. What if I'm like, I am totally intrigued, but I'm scared. I don't know if I have a good culture. I don't offer benefits, but I know I need these people. What would be your advice for that?
Well, that's a big part of what we really want to help businesses with. There is a shift in construction right now where companies are seeing the need to provide more of a career rather than just a job. And so you hear it on all over the radio. You see it in ads. You know, companies are focused on building that, but there's also companies that are small. You know, over 80% of construction companies in the U.S. have less than 20 employees. There's a lot of very small businesses out there, and it's expensive. You know, healthcare is at the top of the list for people right now. It's an issue across our entire country about the cost and the expense of it. And so, you know, if a company can pay for their employees' benefits, that's a huge incentive to go work for somebody. And as this labor pool continues to shrink, it's really going to be tough to attract a workforce if you don't have these benefits, because the companies who are going to attract the people. And so we want to help companies, you know, if they don't know what their culture is, you know, we're here to kind of help coach them through that. This is really about building companies and building careers, and we're doing it on all facets. So, you know, if you're a company that has that mindset but doesn't know how to do it, we have partners on board we can pair you with in any part of the country to help build those benefits and to work it into your program. It's expensive. You know, it's not a cheap endeavor, but as we all know, people are key, and if you don't offer these benefits, it's going to be tough. Same with your culture. It's really, really important to understand work is, we spend a lot of time at work. And if you're not having that company culture, you're not having those things, those get-togethers that kind of shape who the company is, you know, people don't feel like they're appreciated, and they don't feel like, you know, they just feel like they're there for a job. It doesn't become a family. And if you can, and in these small businesses, if you can create that, you're going to retain people much longer. And so it really is about helping companies who want to get there to help them take that approach. And the companies who are already there, really highlighting and promoting them, because at the end of the day, you know, we have over 250,000 open jobs in construction right now. So the competition for labor is extremely fierce. If you're not offering these benefits and somebody across the street is, it's going to be really hard for you to attract that talent. And so we're here to help, and we're here to help small companies, because that's really who builds these projects. You know, there's a lot of big companies out there that do a lot of work, but the small mom and pop shops like your company and like Envision Glass, you know, we only have 60 employees. We're a pretty good sized company. You know, smaller companies can provide these benefits, can create that culture, and we want to help them do that.
Awesome. Well, I asked that question is because I commend you for not just being a matchmaker and a website, that because that's not going to be scalable or growth. And most importantly, they're not going to get out of it what they really need to get out of it if you're not really connecting it properly. If you go back to different episodes, you know, my company follows the entrepreneurial operating system, and you really have to define your core values to really understand where your company's at, to define that culture and put a lot of work into that so that you get the right person in the right place, because people are different and companies are different and where they want to go. And that's the true art of construction when it comes to matchmaking and the tradespeople in the right careers. So I commend you for making that something that's an important part of Ground Up Construct. And we're big fans of that here on the Art of Construction Tribe. You know, and there, you say there's over 250,000 jobs needed. We've had over 200,000 listens and had so many people that have listened. And the Art of Construction is not about the product and pitch. It's about matchmaking and growing the Art of Construction Tribe, that I really saw the need, like you're saying, for the careers and trades people. And I couldn't agree more. We're all about the handshake and technology. And there's so much technology out there. It's like the world of noise and overload. That's where the Art of Construction is to place, is to connect those dots. And Ground Up Construct is a very important tool in your toolbox. You know, it's not all about the hammers and nails and now the new laser levels and the suction cup lifts and all these specialty tools that are coming out there. The most important person is the person running them. Yeah. And that's the most important tool in your toolbox. So I'm honored to be a voice for Ground Up Construct. And I've been watching you guys, cheering you on since day one, when, you know, years ago, and you know, I'm talking about my little podcast and you're talking, and our passions were like, you could tell this was something that was going to lead to a conversation today, to say, talk about following our passions, and the leaders that following the passions are the ones that drive the change. You could bury your head in the sand right now, like crusty contractor or crusty supplier that just says there's nobody out there to do it. That's a bunch of BS. It's just a little harder right now to get those change and make construction sexy again. So I commend you guys for taking this journey, and we're big fans of you. We'll be following. There's all kinds of links that will be on the show notes. We'll work hard to make this a voice for you guys, to get the voice out to the Art of Construction Tribe. But as every fireside chat we have is about a global and timeless conversation that's for contractors and affiliates to grow their business. From running your day-to-day company to selling that, to going out and working global to connect the tradespeople to have the right careers in the Art of Construction. If there's one thing for contractors and affiliates to grow their business, I want to send you guys off on a high note to go out and build your tribe within the Art of Construction. What is that one thing to grow their business? We'll start with you, Denton.
You see it on LinkedIn. I've seen it, you know, it's basically this photo and it's two guys talking. One's a CFO and one's a CEO. And the CFO says essentially, you know, what if we spend all this money on training and these people leave? And the CEO says, what if we don't spend any money and they stay? And that was really what one of the things that shaped a lot of what we are doing, is that if we have trained our people that they are so strong that they have an opportunity that goes beyond the walls of our business, be proud of that, because that's another product that your company did. Be proud of what you put into the marketplace. Be proud that there's something, that there's somebody who's making construction better because of what you train them to do. Do not be the person who's so scared to train them that they might leave, because guess what? It's not the human side of us. That those people have hopes, dreams, entrepreneurial ideas. And if you're training them to be better at what they are, it might uncover a person that you never knew was within your organization. And I'm telling you right now, we are naturally loyal people. And when people see that, they pay back into the company tenfold of what you did for them. And so don't be afraid of the training. You know, if training is something that is, hey, where do I start? Me and Josh, we're willing to talk to you. There's so many different ways that we can approach it. You know, And sometimes it's just talking it through and looking at what is already being trained. You know, how are you training already? Or did you know that you were actually training? Most people say they don't have a training, yet at the end of the day, people are being trained. But don't be afraid of paying into your people. Our people are our priceless asset right now. And it's the people who will, maybe they're the people who take your company into the next 20 years. But that person, it's so valuable.
Awesome. People always have, and they always will be the most priceless asset. And I appreciate you saying that. Munz, I'm so proud of you for following your passion. And I can definitely align, because it's not easy and glorious starting something that isn't a go Google it when you have to blaze the trail. So starting something from ground up is tough, right? So bring us home as a business owner and a leader in the art of construction. What's that one thing contractors and affiliates should be listening to grow their business? And call to action is, we all need people. So hopefully this is a place for them to come firing in for you guys to have a bunch of great connections through the art of construction.
You know, what I would like to tell everybody is, have those conversations with your employees. Talk to the people in your organization. And don't be afraid of that conversation. You know, ask them, what's next? What do you see in your career? You know, we tend to be selfish and say, my guys in the field are my key. And if I lose them, I don't know what I'm going to do. But it's not really the fair question for them. We need that continual succession planning and that continual growth in your business. And if you have those conversations with your employees and you ask them what's next, you're really going to open that conversation and you're going to learn a lot about your employees, and you're going to get to learn about them. You're going to create some more loyalty, and you're going to learn something about them that can shape the future of your business. And so I really want, you know, to tell you to get out there and have those conversations with your employees, ask them what they want to do in their career, ask them how they can see growing within your company, and really shape your workforce through conversations with your people. And that's how you're going to retain and keep people. And if you don't have these conversations, somebody else is going to have that conversation with them, and they could end up going somewhere else. So be open, have those communications with your employees, and just focus on your workforce and focus on your culture, and you'll be very, very amazed at how successful your company can be and how much easier your life will be when you know you've got the right people in place.
Awesome. I'm so proud of you guys. Good work. Crush it out there.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you so much.
I hope that was as fun as for you as it was for me to talk through our day-to-day stories and learning about the transitional of a business. And I am so excited about Ground Up Construct. I'm a fan. Mountain View Window and Door is signed up. Look for us from my company locally, but then globally being a voice. We have some partnership agreements that we're working on, and I can't wait to talk to you about the partnership between Art of Construction and Ground Up Construct. So check it out. I call to action. If you're interested in a career in the trade, or if you're currently there, the only constant has changed. So go sign up, check it out, see if it's something that's available for you. I commend them for taking the Indeed world or the global world of noise and being a focused place for careers in the trades. We're so proud of you and so excited to be a collaboration tool in the global megaphone to speak the art of construction and help connect the dots when it comes to handshakes to the guys that are running the tools in the field. Thanks, guys.